Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Purim, of course, tonight and Erev Shabbos, and we prepare for Shabbos, Chodesh, Parshas Kisisa, both at one shot. Let's try to see if we can share a mashava on each one of these very important topics. Before I begin, I want to invite once again the Yalom to my home this evening, Leil Purim, beginning at about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, to join us for a Simchas Purim. And then, again, tomorrow I'll be home, Be'ezus Hashem, from 10 o'clock and on, except at 2 o'clock, I hope there'll be a mincha in my home. If not, I may go out to mincha. So 2 to 3 is not so clear. At any rate, let's talk a little bit about Purim, a thought, a machshava. Medrash says that Rishon Bishus Libam, evil people, Rishon, are in the control of their heart. They all control them. Tzadikim Libam Bishusan. Tzadikim the other way. The heart is controlled by them. We find by Rishon, by Yemer Haman, Eliba. Haman said, well, what did he say? What was he doing? Eliba, he said with his heart. His heart was controlling what he said. By tzaddikim, we find the other way around. Chana hi medaberes al liba. Vayim David el libay. Liyosem Daniel el libay. They control their hearts, as opposed to Rishayim. Vayim Ahama belibay. Vayim Yeravam belibay. Vayim Anavo belibay. It's a mystery. What does it exactly mean? So it's interesting, and it's a little confusing. Where is the place that Haman's Rasha belibay takes place? Who does the king want to do an honorable thing to, if not me? Now, that's not exactly the worst thing that Haman said. I mean, Haman said to kill Klal Yisrael. But this was an interaction between Haman and Achashverosh. And there, the Teres Megalatas is Rishis, Vayema Haman El Libai. Halei Davaru, obviously, it needs some sort of an explanation. The Sisei Chaim, Parshas Vayakel, that's from the Chaim Friedlander, he says the following. He says, what does it mean that Rishayim Bershus Libam, Vayemir Esau Belibai? Obviously, the first place is Esau, Vayemir Esau Belibai. What happened? Yitzchak said about the brachas, he says regarding the brachas he had given Yaakov, Gam Baruch Yia. He said that the bracha will be Tiyakai, Hein Gevir Samtilach. He said, I make him your boss. And then when Esav presses Yitzchak, he says, L'cha Eifai Ma'es Ebeni. So Esav understood that he's not royal of bracha. What should Esav have done? He really should have done tshuva. He should have said, Abba, tell me how I could be royal to a bracha. What could I do? Could he really think that by killing Yaakov, he'll be zechut to a bracha? By killing Yaakov, he'll be zechut to a bracha? Doesn't make any sense. The answer is that even though he believed in the kayach of the bracha, and if not, he wouldn't have been jealous. But when it came to action, Rishon Bishus Libam, then to control their emotions, his emotion was an emotion of anger and jealousy towards Yaakov Avinu, and that some. He could not control, he had to act based on that emotion. Sometimes in the news you'll hear that someone murdered another person, and it was a love triangle. This person loved that woman so much, and someone wanted to take her away, so he killed her. So what kind of love is that? It's love. If you love a person, why do you kill the person? That doesn't make any sense. And what are you going to gain? You kill the person, now you're going to have the person. The whole thing makes no sense. That's what it means, Rishon Bishus Libam. Rishon Bishus Libam simply means that they don't act intelligently. They're intelligent. They don't act based on their intelligence. They act based on their emotions. It's an amazing thing. Vayemi Yeravam Belibai. You don't know much about Yeravam if you don't know Navi. Yeravam was the first king of the 10 Shvatim that broke away. Many people think, oh, it's like the Confederacy. You broke away. Chas v'shalom. The Navi Achia Shomani came to Yeravam and he anointed him king. He said he's going to be king of Israel. He said, "Lakachti amalucha miyadenai nesatav lach." And not only that, the Navi says to Yerovam, "Ubanisi lecha bayis neman kasha banisi ledavid nesatav lecha al Yisrael." Imagine he had such a blessing that you will have a bayis neman. He's talking about bayis neman of Yisrael. You will have a bayis neman like David has. David has for generations, and you'll have for generations. What happened? Yerovam is b'shus Levi. He couldn't take it. Then in the Beis HaMikdash, the Melech of Yehuda, the descendant of David, is permitted to sit. And he, the king of the Teshuvatim, is going to have to stand. Emotionally, he couldn't handle it. He didn't use his brains. He didn't use his sechel. Should have gone and said, "Oh, I recognize Malchus David, and I'm Malchus Yehuda, and Malchus Yisrael." He should have said so. He didn't. He acted based on his jealousy, on his fear of inferiority, on his anger. And Mamela, he ended up being someone shame like Chelik Olam Abba. That's what it means, Risham Rishus Liban. Haman comes and the king says, "What can I appropriately do with Misha Amalachafis Bikarai?" Haman should have been thinking. He should have been thinking. I have to do something. I have to talk to the king in a way that's respectful to him. He asks for the crown of the king. He asks for the robe of the king and the horse of the king. The horse of the king, we think, is a horse. It's not a horse. The horse of the king is like the king, like the president's the president's car with the president's seal on it. It means it's a, something of stature. And here he goes. He asks for the king's everything. That makes sense. That makes sense. The size does he have from it? But what's Achashverosh going to think? The answer is, sometimes people are so caught up in emotion that they don't think. They do things without thinking. And that's the lesson. The lesson of Haman is that he acted without proper thought, without proper thinking. Of course, he's Amalek and you have all kinds of things. But one thing you should learn from it. You can't be Rishus Levi. You can't let your emotions control you. The head has to control the emotions. Very challenging. Very, very challenging. And let's move on to Parshas Kisisa. The idea of the Shekel HaKadosh. Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKadosh says HaShekel Esrim Geiro Hu. Taisa says that the Ma is a measurement of a certain coin. The Ramban here in Perek Lamed of Pasuk Gimel says Kava Moshe Rabbeinu Mat Be'er L'Klal Yisrael Ki Melech Gadol Hayim. He's a great king. He made a coin for Klal Yisrael. Now you might learn this Ramban and understand it's just a matter of honor. Every kingdom has to have its own coins, its own stamps, its own whatever it is. You should know that at the Yisoid in Halacha, Halacha cannot function without knowing what money is. What is money? For example, when you give Matzis HaShekel today, it doesn't matter what it's worth. We do three half coins. Whatever the half coin of the Medina is, it's just a remez. It has zero to do with value. That's not the way most Halachas in the Torah work. Most Halachas work based on value. How do you assess value? How do you know if someone stole $100 in 1960 and he returns it today? What? In 1960 for $100, you could buy a house. Well, not quite buy a house, but you could buy something significant. And now you're returning $100. There has to be a currency to which all halacha is pegged. When it says that there's shekel esrim geiruhu, and the Ramban says, kava maish rabbeinu matbeya l'klal Yisrael, he did Klal Yisrael forever on Matbeya. The Matbeya is set as kesef, as silver. The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, and the Rif also in the first parak of Kedushin, the Rosh also in the first parak, later on Daf Yud Aleph or Yud Beis, he says that a pruta is set as chatzi sa'ira kesef. The value of a pruta, the minimum amount of money, is chatzi sa'ira kesef. What does that mean? That means whatever the price of silver is. The price of silver from when I was born straight through till President Obama's term was under $12 an ounce. It was always less than $12 an ounce. And since there are 1,140 chatzi sa'ira in an ounce of silver, that's a chazanish's measure, 1140 to an ounce. That means always the price of silver is $11.40 or less, a penny is a pruta. That changed. Today, the silver is $32 or $33 an ounce. You need 3 cents to be a pruta. So it changes. It'll change based on what? Do you really think that from 1905 to rather 2005 to today, things tripled in cost? Some things did, some things didn't. Yet, the pruta tripled. How could that be? The answer is, there needs to be one type of currency to which everything is pegged. You can say, give a maksa shekel, zechel a maksa shekel. But if you're telling me that if your animal kills an eved, you have to pay 30 shekel, what's that? $30? And if it's in Israel, 30 of the local coins, and in France, the local coins, there's all different amounts of money. So that's the kuda, the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu Melech Avahayev Kavali Yisrael. He made for Klal Yisrael a set amount. The set amount is Shekel Esrim Geiruhu. And from there, we figure out the value of a pruta. Pruta is actually copper, but its value is set at silver. And that's the idea here. It's a fundamental rule in the Dine Mominis of Tereseinu HaKadosha. And with that, a thought on Bayeh Muhammad Alibai, the thought on the shekel being Esrim Ma, Esrim Geira. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely easy remainder of the Tainus today. A wonderful Simchas Purim, Be'ezus Hashem. I hope to dance with you on Purim. And Be'ezus Hashem, a Shabbos Kodesh of great meaning.